This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 28, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Canadian officials report a Piper PA-46 crashed in Alberta on Friday. Moderate icing conditions were reported in the area at the time, but Transport Canada says a controller in Edmonton observed the aircraft moving erratically as it flew on a course to Winnipeg. When that controller made contact, the pilot reported a problem with a gyro. Soon afterward, the aircraft was observed in a rapid descent, and the controller lost contact. The incident report identifies the aircraft as a PA-46-350P, that's a jet-prop converted Malibu, fitted with the Pratt & Whitney Canada PT-6 turboprop. The CanWest News Service earlier reported five people were on board, flying out of Edmonton to Winnipeg. The Mounties have discovered part of the wreckage of the plane, which is owned by A.D. Williams Engineering, which owns interests in Northern Diamond Mines. Company President Reagan Williams and executives Rhonda Quirk and Phil Allard were reportedly among the five people on board. In a terrible double coincidence, Allard was appointed CFO in January, filling a post left vacant after his predecessor, Stephen Sutton, was killed in a plane crash 5 months ago. That accident also claimed the life of company founder Alan Williams, who was Reagan Williams' father. Aspen Avionics has received its approved model list supplemental type certificate from the FAA for its EFD-1000 primary flight display. The certification, combined with the TSO received 2 weeks ago, authorizes installation of Aspen's Evolution PFD in almost 400 airplane makes and models. CEO John Uzukai calls Evolution the first practical and affordable way to bring state-of-the-art glass cockpit benefits to the bulk of the general aviation fleet. Quote, "Soon anyone who wants to move up to a glass cockpit will be able to do so," unquote. Shipments are scheduled to begin today. Aspen says new models will be added regularly over the next few months. Pilots on both sides said the idea was dead, but Bloomberg now reports Delta Airlines is considering a proposal from Northwest to pursue a merger without an advance agreement on pilot seniority in the merged workforce. Anonymous sources are quoted as saying the proposal would include a smaller pay package for pilots and could move forward as both carriers battle restless shareholders and relentless oil price increases. A Delta-Northwest merger would create the world's largest carrier by passenger traffic, displacing American Airlines. Neither carrier is officially commenting on the Bloomberg story. We'll keep you posted. British Airways' new Terminal 5 at London Heathrow has been much anticipated, and no less than Queen Elizabeth II was on hand for its dedication. But things have gone downhill from there. The gleaming new terminal welcomed its first actual paying passengers on Thursday, and what followed was 3 days of delays, cancellations, angry passengers camped overnight, and what BA customers say has been non-existent communication from the airline. On Saturday, Scotsman Thor Jorgensen was not happy. Quote, "We got here at 3 a.m. and our flight was supposed to leave at 7:15 a.m., but it was canceled. They didn't tell us where to go, and we've been moving from queue to queue. It's terrible," unquote. Other passengers called the lack of organization and customer courtesy shocking and chaotic. The frustration wasn't limited to passengers either. The Press Association reported two BA employees got into a fistfight, providing at least a momentary diversion for the stranded passengers. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Mitsubishi officially enters the regional jet game. Australian officials report a coordinated laser attack on planes landing at Sydney. And LL Airlines ekes out a profit for 2007. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller about how holding patterns may be a lost art, but why proficiency in the skills are still a requirement. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.